The Earl of the Reference Leap Folion is for to alert folk to the ways that the Scots lead was fashed on, with some cultural and political hornland comprehend it. Hinner Middle Scots, 1550 to 1700, Pert Yin. 1550 Yin, report by Daniel Barbaro, Venetian envoy in England to the Venetian Senate, that states of Scotland, the yeas twa byleads, the civilised yin, a domestici, that disna differ far for the Southron, and the other uncivilised yin, il savagi, that's half a different. 1552, a provincial council of the Kirk of Embra decrees and ordains that a certain book, written in our vulgar Scots tongue, be set forth. This was the catechism printed at St Andrew's own same year by Archbishop John Hamilton, that comprehended between its pages the commands, creed, and Lord's Prayer. 1553, in the Rudiments of the Art of Grammar by John Vaughan, set forth at Paris, statutes wailed for the grammar school at Aberdeen is ecit that states that students was allowed to speak Latin, Greek, Hebrew, French and Erse, but no the vernacular. 1554, a letter fae 1446 by the Bishop of Orkney to King Eric of Norwa was translated out of Latin into Scots by a monk cried Dean Thomas Gilda Newbottle at the request of William Sinclair of Rosslyn. 1558, publication in Paris, the a description of the Kinrics of England and Scotland by Estienne Perlin. Perlin was a French Kirkman that gave to both England and Scotland in the years 1552 to 1553. Anent Scotland, he said, the Scots speaks like the Ingles, or rather the difference between them is nae mair than the difference between the speech of the Normans to the Picards. Further in his account, he states that their capital tune is cried in Scots, Enebroch. Well, in his Ettals at Ludgeons, he describes speaking in Ecossae, and gives as an instance, Good nicht, my maester, I pray ye to gie me Ludgeon. 1558, instrument drawn up for Janet McLaughlin, anent a reversion of lands in Perthshire, wherein Robert and Walter Buchanan, as her chosen interpreters, sworn legally to interpret the Erse tongue and lead in Scots, by reason, she spake in the Erse lead. 1559, among the skill books Leta is plenished under licence by Maester Willem Nudry is firstly, Ain Short Introduction Elementar, digested into seven brief tables for the commodious expedition of them that are desirous to read and write the Scots tongue. And secondly, Ain Instruction for Bairns to be learned in Scots and Latin. 1559, report by Jacques de la Brosse to King Henry II of France, anent conditions in Scotland, that Max mentioned that information gathered for documents in the Scots lead had to be set out in French. About 1560, Thomas Ogilvie in Shetland oversets a document in Norn fae 1430 yin into Scots that's described in by him in Latin as fae Norn te lingua Scotiana and in the vernacular as copia word by word in Norden and Ingles. 1560, Scotland breaks fae Rome, Parliament abolishes Catholic Mass and the Kenric new becomes Reformed Calvinist. Because there nae a proven ideological text to hold in Scots, and because the Reformers is all for alliance with England, they make use of the Bible version in Southron, but hae to paraphrase so that the Scots congregations can understand. 1560, report by the Ingles ambassador in France, Nicholas Throckmorton, anent his audience with Queen Mary of Scotland and her godmother, Catherine de' Medici, where Queen Mary spake all in Scots. 1560, the audience of Chester herald for England, with Mary of Guise at Embra Castle. Chester reported hame that the French Queen Dowry and courtiers spactle him in the Scottish tongue that he couldn't understand, and syne had to request that Obdi had gone in the French lead instead. 1561, the cause of the merchants of Nantes, France, again Thomas Kennedy of Bargany, as Amiral Depute of Scotland, whereby the Queen and Council order the hale books, bills and charter perts be translated in Scots by some perfect men of baith their consents. 1562, report by Father Nicholas de Duga that he had an interview at Holyrood with Queen Mary in Hidlands, and that Maester Edmund, a Scot, was the interpreter. He reported that Queen Mary Scotis respondere copiat, or stertit her response in Scots. 1563, Ninian Wynyat, in his Book of Fourscore Three Questions, lichte on reformer John Knox for his apparent Englified scrivens, and threepit, give ye through curiosity of novations, has for yet oor old plain Scots, whilk your mother leer at you. In times coming I shall write to you my mind in Latin, for I am nocht acquainted with your Southron. Wynyat refers in awe to the publication of Vincentius, Optatus and Tertullian, newly put in Scots. In the Enante Vincentius Laurensis of the Nation of Gales, Wynyat states, and yet I hope that you shall think me to speak proper language, conform to your old braid Scots. 1565, publication at Embrae, in brief gathering of the holy signs, sacrifices, etc., translated out of French into Scots. The oversetter hein, cause it this little book be set forth in our Scots tongue, to make the truth known to all our countrymen that has not the knowledge of the other lead. 1567, the earliest ken out gie the good and godly ballots, set our for German in Scots. 1567, the Hinmace letter of Shane O'Neill, King of Tyrone, sent by him to Cormac O'Connor in Scotland, wins our in three contemporary doubles, in Erse, Southron and Scots, and is a good instance of who the leads differed. An earlier letter from O'Neill sent to the Earl of Argyll in 1560 was translated out of Erse into Scots, as near the phrase of the Erse as it could be. 1568, when writing his in until a new outgie of the works of Dovat Lindsay, Henry Charters was toothy anent printers in England that changed footer about with scrivens in Scots and changed the meanings. Charters stated, they have gane about to bring them to the Southron language, altering the verse and colours thereof, in sic places as they could admit nae alteration. 1568, the Sedrant Book of the Parliament held at Embra on 19th of August, records the summonses for treason against a wheen of men that focht at Langside. Whilk hail summons abune richten, being read baith in Scots, and Latin in presence of my Lord's Regent's Grace and three estates of Parliament, was enacted. 1568, publication in brief description of the pest by Gilbert Skene, that was professor at medicine at the University of Aberdeen. It is among the oldest medical works in Scots. About 1571, a tract cried, the copy of a letter written by one in London to his friend concerning the credit of the late published detection of the doings of the Lady Marie of Scotland. Refers to scrivens with Scotland that the author said, I have for your more easy understanding changed the Scottish orthography, which I would to God had been done for Englishmen's better satisfaction in Maester George Buchanan's book. Howbeit, the same is not so hard, but that after reading of two leaves, a man may easily enough grow acquainted with it, and doubtless the knowledge and monuments therein contained are well worth so small a travel to understand them. 1571, letter for Scots envoy Thomas Buchanan for Copenhagen in Denmark to Whelan Cecil in England, warning him of the presence in England of a page of the Earl of Bothwell, that though Danish-born, wasn't easy known by a Scot by reason he speaketh perfect Scots. 1573. A letter by Englishman Sir Henry Sidney in Ireland to Francis Walsingham in England describes Agnes Campbell, daughter of Colin Earl Argyll, and wife and turn of Sir James MacDonald of Antrim and Turlough Lonach O'Neill. Sidney states she is a wise, well-spoken lady, both in Scotch, English, and French. 1577, Southron scriver William Harrison, that pit material to Holinshed's Chronicles, describes spearing out material anent Scotland for Bellenden's version in Scots of Hector Boyce. He said that he didn't adhere strict-like, but I have chosen rather only with the loss of 3 or 4 days to translate Hector out of the Scottish, a tongue very like unto ours, one with more expense of time to devise anew or follow the Latin copy. Sign he ekit, hitherto have I translated Hector's description of Scotland out of the Scottish into the English tongue, being not a little aided therein by the Latin. 1578. Letter for Sir Andrew Keith in Sweden to the Regent of Scotland, James Douglas Earl of Morton. Informing Morton, he read out his letter to King John III, whilk His Majesty understood weel, because His Majesty can speak and understand good English. And saying Keith paraphrased King John at length in Scots. 1578, the scholar George Buchanan wrote a report anent reform of teaching Latin classes at the Versity of St. Andrews, and recommend it that in the sixth class the scholar will write down Latin, and after that he shall give the interpretation in Scots, correspondent to the Latin, guarding them all right. 1578, Florio, tutor to the Earl of Southampton in England, puts together a book of phrases in English and Latin. In chapter 12 he leads the lead spoken by Queen Elizabeth I of England, saying, she speaketh Greek, Latin, Italian, French, Spanish, Scottish or Scorsese, Flemish and English. 1578, publication in Scots of the Second Book of Discipline that sets out the rules governing the Reformed Kirk of Scotland and its beliefs. 1579, Alessandro Arbuthnot prints the Geneva Bible, set hour for Hebrew, Greek and other leads into Southron. The General Assembly of the Kirk recommends this work with a convenient preface in our common Scottish language, addressed to the King. Though in same year Parliament puts through an act that requires all householders over a certain income owns a Bible in the vernacular. 1579, publication in Paris of a work anent Scotland by Dovit Chombra, first written in 1572. Chombra states that three leads were spoken in Scotland, Escosse by Lollin men, Gaelicht by Hechlin men, and Deet Norden in Orkney and Shetland. 1580. Kerr of Ferniehirst is sent as envoy by Esme Stuart to King Philip of Spain. But Philip's secretary wrote for Badioz to Cardinal de Granville at Madrid that they had a fash to understand as Ferniehirst only taught broad Scotch without any other manner of tongue. 1581, Jesuit scriver John Hamilton threeps that heretical works printed in England and Southron as being broached into Scotland. He said, "Gif King James V were alive, wa hearing ane of his subjects nap Southron, declare it him ain traitor. Whither would he declare you triple traitors, wa nocht only nap Southron in your negative confession, but also his cause of it being printed at London in contempt of our native language." 1582. The deposed Queen Mary advises Bernardino de Mendoza that it was better to send Scots Catholic missioners to Scotland as Englishmen It's Ootlands, and Disney understand the lead. 1584, King Jamie the Saxed sets forth ain short treatise, containing some rules and cottles to be observed in a Stuart in Scots Bosey, wherein he states that as for them that has written in it of late, there has never ane of them written in our language, for albeit Sindri has written of it in English, whilk is likest to our language, yet we differ from them in Sindri rules of Posey. 1585. The cause of a Scot tried in the court of the King's Bench in England that claimed the privilege de meditatis linguae, or to hae half the jury composed of speakers of his ain lead. The judges disallowed his claim with a legal pretence that a Scotsman had aye been held an Englishman, and no an Ootland, and say therefore the Scots lead wasna a Fremit lead. Still in awe, Scots that settled in England, and Ingles in Scotland, in they days, was required to become naturalised, because they were Fremit states. 1585. A declaration by Jamie the Saxed, printed in Embra, is reprinted in London by Thomas Nelson as our set out of Scottish into English. 1586. Death of the Macca Sir Richard Maitland of Lethington. 1587. Second outgie of the Chronicles by Englishman Holinshed. In his picture of the contemporary Leeds, he said, "The Scottish English hath been much broader and less pleasant in utterance than ours, because that nation hath not till of late endeavoured to bring the same to any perfect order. Howbeit, in our time the Scottish language endeavoureth to come near, if not altogether to match, our tongue in fineness of phrase." Holinshed said forby that the Wild Scots, otherwise called the Redshanks, bade in the north, and speak good Irish, which they call Gaelicht, while in Orkney and Shetland, the Gottish or Danish speech is altogether in use. 1590. The report that envoys Leonard Vocht and Jan de Vark back to the States General of the United Netherlands describes for gathering with King Jamie the Saxed and diplomatic scrivens written in Scots and signed set out in Latin. 1592, Deith a Ninian Winyat that fled Scotland in 1562 and signed become Abbot of Ratisbon in Germany. He put the Catechism of the Jesuit Canisius into Scots. 1593, publication A, A Plain Discovery of the Whole Revelation of St. John, by Napier of Merchiston, anent the Apocalypse. In this work, Napier ettled to leading style that could be easily read with both Ingles and Scots folk. He stated, "I press not to follow the particular ornate terms of neither Scots nor Englishmen, but rather, contrarily, for both their instructions, I use so much as I can these words and terms that be more common and sensible to them both than proper to ornate to any one of them." 1593, publication at Middelbroch in the Netherlands of the Dutch version of Jamie the Saxed's poem Anent the Fecht at Lepanto. The poem, first written by him in the Scots lead and set over into the Dutch lead. The hour set of states he has done his best to follow the original, as them that understands the Scots tongue will judge. 1594, embassy to Scotland of the Lord at Brederode and Jacob Valk for the States General of the United Netherlands. The report gone to a kirk service in Leith with preachings in Scots and signed the minister addressing the guests in French. After, at the baptism of Prince Henry in Stirling Castle, there were preachings in both Latin and Scots. 1594, visit of James MacDonald at Antrim that's gien anichted by Jamie the Saxed, and described in the Chronicles of the Kings of Scotland as ain Scotsman of blood, albeit his lands lies in Ireland. He was ain braw man of person and behaviour, but had nocht the Scottish tongue, nor nae language but Erse. 1595, Johannes Seringus reports to the Riksrad or Kingly Council of Denmark that Queen Anna of Scotland, born in Rerden, Denmark, had learnt Scots. 1596, publication of Father James Dalrymple's version of Bishop John Leslie's Latin History of Scotland, translated into Scottish. Speaking anent the spread of the Kirk of Scotland's Bible and the Sindarin Byleads, Leslie said, "For the Englishmen, even as the mere politic Scots, uses that old Saxon tongue, all through other in common, whilk new is called the English tongue. In ane place they speak of sic ane manner, and in another place of sic a manner." Anent Lolland folk, Leslie said, "In speech they differ nocht far from their neighbours, the Englishmen. Un Orkney he eke that some are Ingles, some of the language of Norway." The reference forby to the work of Gavin Douglas that made divers others notable works in our Scots language. 1596, John Wood of Geilston informs the Privy Council that he has only sick Lolland peaceable men as speaks only Scots language, biding on his lands. 1597, death of Alessandra Montgomery, Macker at the court of Jemmy the Saxt. 1597, the petition of the Scots merchants at Danskin to the magistrates mentions Michael Cock as the Scots interpreter. 1598, King Jemmy the Saxt writes the Basilicon Doron. In this work, he advises his son Prince Henry, "In your language be plain, honest, natural, comely, clean, short, and sententious, eschewing baith the extremities as weel, and nocht using a rustical corrupt lead, nor yet book language and pen and inkhorn terms. I would also advise you to write in your own language, for there is nothing left to be said in Greek and Latin. It best becomes a king to purify and make famous his own language, wherein he may gae before all his subjects, as it sets him weel to do in all lawful things."